Hey, this is Gleb Bakhmutov and welcome to the last video of 2025. In this video, I'll show how to confirm that, let's say, a list of items with ratings is shown in a sorted order, from the largest or highest number to the smallest. So imagine we have a text that shows the rating. Of course, rating could be shown in different ways, and this video will teach you how to test three different star rating tests. But in the simplest case, you just have text. Let's say 5 stars, 4.5, 3, 2.5. So we want to get all these items and extract the text of a rating, convert it to a number, and confirm that the numbers are sorted in descending order. And to make everything much, much simpler, in all my tests now, I use Cypress Map plugin with additional queries and Chai Sorted plugin to confirm that numbers are sorted. Let's go. I will move the browser to the left. My editor is open on the right. So right now we have ordered list with ID ratings, so we can get in the ratings all li elements. There should be a couple. Okay. Now we want to extract the text. So I'm going to map each element to its inner text property that gives us all strings. And the rating is the first part of a string, then the space, and then the star. So we want to take the string and map invoke split method and pass an argument, an empty a space character. And let's just print it for now so we can see the current subject. So notice we had elements, we mapped them to an array of strings. We called invoke on each string, so that produces an array of arrays. So notice the first element now is an array with 5.0 and a star. And then we can take the first element of each array of item, right? So we have an array of arrays. So from each array, we want to return just the first element. So we can say map and then index. And now we have an array, and it's just strings, and the strings are numbers. And we can map each number using parse float because we have floating points. If it's integers, that's fine, no big deal. It will convert strings to numbers as well. I'm gonna remove all these prints, and all we have to do now is confirm that this is a sorted array, and we can say should be descending, I believe. And descending comes from Chai Sorted plugin. So that was easy because we had actual ratings as strings. Now imagine we have slightly different situation. We have the same ratings, but we also put the current rating as a data attribute. I strongly suggest to have all the kind of additional data on the element as data attributes. If we look at the actual elements, not at the markup, but at each element, let's say this one, okay, 4.5. We can take this element and there is a data set attribute with all these ratings or data attributes parse, so now into an object. So rating and the string 4.5. So all values are strings. And if you had multiple data attributes, all of them would be in this object parse for us. So this is pretty convenient. So let's see how we can extract data attributes in our test. Okay, so same scget ratings, li elements, and now we're gonna map each element to its data set property and rating, which are all the data attributes will be camel case. Now this gives us just an array of strings, and all we have to do now is map it using parse float and confirm that this number should be descending. And now we confirm it, that the data rating attributes for these LI elements are all sorted in the correct order. Lastly, the ratings might be shown as actual stars. Notice right here we show 5 stars, 4, 3, and 2. If you have a half stars, it's slightly more complicated. But the way this is done is inside each li element, we can have a variable number of, in this case, span with class star, and that has a content of a star emoji. So all we need to do, Once we get Li elements, we want to count how many star elements are inside. So ratings, Li. And now we want to map. And okay, so now we have this jQuery element. And inside the jQuery element, we want to confirm the number of children with class star. And correct way is to use map chain that comes from Cypress map. Map chain maps over elements or items, and for each item it can call additional Cypress commands and return a single, let's say, number, and map chain creates an array of those numbers for each element. So you can say, okay, wrap this element, don't log it, and then for each element that find element star, and we assume there is at least one, so find always will succeed. And again, we don't want to log it. And then you can say its length property, and let's just print the result. Okay, so notice the results are 4, 5, 3, 2. So it literally went into each Li element and called this chain of Cypress commands. And we can also hide the last command its. So we counted the number of elements, yielded it from map chain. So now instead of an array of elements, we get an array of numbers. And this array should be descending. So these are three different ways of confirming that, let's say, the ratings of elements are sorted. And the way we write the test depends on how the ratings are shown. If it's just string, that we can get the string, parse it correctly, and then convert. I confirm that the numbers are sorted. If there is a data attribute, we can extract the data attribute, and I prefer using data set property object. And if we show ratings by having variable number of children elements inside a Li element, then we can use map chain command and count number of children we find, return that number. Now we have an array of numbers, and we can confirm that it's sorted using chi-sorted. I'm going to link Cypress Examples website with this recipe in the description of this video, and I'll link my plugins that I use.